Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spent today at NATO headquarters in Belgium, where the U.S. and its allies agreed to revive high-level talks with Russia. Secretary Clinton also proposed holding an international meeting on Afghanistan and said that she expected the participants would include Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Brussels.
Clinton used her first trip to NATO as secretary to make clear that the Obama administration is ready to listen and consult with allies as the U.S. finalizes its review on how to deal with both Afghanistan and Pakistan. She also raised an idea that many see as an opening to Iran.
We presented the idea of what is being called a big tent meeting with all the parties who have a stake and an interest in Afghanistan. If we move forward with such a meeting, it is expected that Iran would be invited as a neighbor of Afghanistan.
Secretary Clinton suggested the meeting would take place on March 31st, and foreign ministers from donor nations, countries with troops in Afghanistan, or ones that border it, could all take part. The Netherlands is offering to host it, though U.S. officials say there have been no decisions yet on the specifics. After a long day of talks, the NATO foreign ministers did agree to revive the NATO-Russia Council, which was suspended after Russia's war in Georgia last year. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said foreign ministers will meet soon after the NATO summit next month. He said not talking to the Russians is not an option, though he said there are lingering concerns about Moscow's behavior.
There is strong agreement that the NATO-Russia Council is certainly not a fair-weather body. It is, in other words, a forum where you discuss the things you disagree, sometimes fundamentally disagree, and a subject where you can work together. Where we disagree and where we go on disagreeing, but what we nevertheless have discussed, of course, is Russia's recognition of Abkhazia and South Ossetia.
The breakaway regions in Georgia, where Russia is building up its military bases. Secretary Clinton said NATO allies must never recognize the breakaway territories or Russia's concept of a sphere of influence. She also made clear that the alliance should keep its doors open to Georgia and Ukraine and help them meet NATO standards. Even with that strong language, a State Department official had to negotiate in the hallways to convince some of the newer NATO allies, like Lithuania, to go along with the decision to restart high-level talks with Russia. Clinton seemed to enjoy the diplomatic dialogue.
I thought it was absolutely invigorating to have the kind of true debate that exists among friends and allies over such an important issue. While the alliance won't agree, and indeed need not agree, on every issue relating to Russia, we can and do agree that we must find ways to work constructively with Russia where we share areas of common interest.
She'll be able to sound out her Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Geneva tomorrow evening. A top State Department official, speaking privately, said the atmosphere between the U.S. and Russia is improving under the Obama administration. Now it's time to translate that into cooperation on issues like Iran or missile defense. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Brussels.